Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Brandon Young, BRANDONYOUNG. Date of birth is 6/3/1986. Date of accident 3/9/2021. And date of birth is 6/3/86. Date of service is 5/20/2022. Mr. Brandon Young did not come for last 2 months. He was last seen first time on 3/7/2022. Since then, he has not come and could not reach him. Suddenly, his therapist called and he wanted to make sure that he has been seen for continuation of treatment. The patient initially was involved in an automobile accident on 3/9/2021. He has an IME exam and the accident occurred on March 9th, 2021 as a T-bone accident on the passenger side while he was a driver. This caused some head injury with dizziness. Confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, forgetfulness, along with pain in the lower back, and more towards the right lateral sacroiliac area with radiation to the right upper leg in lateral fashion, and pain in the left shoulder. The other vehicle had run a stop sign. Currently, his headaches are not worsening. His MRI for the thoracic spine, lumbar spine, and left hip MRI were unremarkable except for degenerative changes at L5 S1 level. The physical examination showed tender left sacroiliac joint with positive Faber test, Gonsalan test. His cervical spine MRI is positive for hernia to disc at C23, C45, C56, and C34. My spinal canal stenosis and compression of thecal sac, a bulging disc at C6, C7, partial tear of the left LR ligament is also noticed. The patient has been advised to get a sacroiliac joint injection on the left side times 2 for diagnostic and therapeutic reason, and 4 to 6 injections to the cervical epidural. The patient has been provided with traction device, has been advised about the cervical traction, manual and computerized. He has been advised to go visit the therapist to see the traction there. In addition, heat and laser treatment and infrared treatment have been advised. Neck exercise have been advised. Today, he reports that he has pain in the left-sided, and more towards the left side of the sacroiliac joint than in the middle or the right side. He has a constant headaches, which are mostly frontal. His sleep is quite affected. He has already finished more than a year of physical therapy. And so no chiropractor is used ever, and no his MRI, as I mentioned, left for the left shoulder, right knee, left hip, lumbar spine and thoracic spine are negative. And his pain in the right knee and left hip is also okay. His sleep is only 1 to 2 hours. Pain level is described from 8 to 10. ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 overall. Patient reports that he has obtained no relief in pain. His ADLs that are affected are as follows, according to the patient. General activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports that he is having a frontal headaches which are not relieved, and they're worse. They're associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance with distorted images of the objects, and he got easily distracted, difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness. Is mildly disoriented. And he reports slight confusion with loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, panic, and loss of memory. In the area of the pain and numbness, patient reports ongoing stiffness of the shoulder, right shoulder, neck, and the lower back, along with pain in the lower back. No trouble walking is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GUs, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no issues with the asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, shortness of breath, but patient suffers from chest pain. Last 30 days, patient reportedly stated that his pain has worsened, and there are no changes of medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are described by the patient. Current pain medication is none, substance abuse none, compliance history, patient reports full compliance with pain medication regimen. Physical examination is 100, blood pressure is 150 over 101, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 98. As to the physical examination, we come from the previous visit that is dated 3-7-2022, dictation number 0313-011. No changes are reported. Kindly use the general review, musculoskeleton, and extremities examination. Plan of care. I'm referring this gentleman, Mr. Brandon Young, to neuropsych evaluation and treatment with a choice of his psychologist. An MRI of the brain has been involved. He has been referred to a neurologist of his choice. Dr. N. Verma is one who does the automotive. He has been referred about it. Physical therapy 2 times per week has been continued. Traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program. A therapist has been advised to use laser and infrared devices also. Work-wise, patient is to continue light duty on restriction of 0 pound lifting, 6 hours, 7 days, due to the sacroiliac joint involvement. In presence of the cervical disc herniation, the transportation has been checked. Patient is provided with the following medications. They are Celebrex 200 milligram twice once a day for anti-inflammatory, Lyrica 50 milligram a day, twice a day for pain relief, Cymbalta 30 milligram twice a day for depression, Tizanidine 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep, Voltaren gel 3%, Lidocaine patch 5%. Are provided. Tylenol with codeine, number 30 for pain. Furoset 60 tablets for headaches. Imitrex 20, 60 tablets for headaches. Patient has been advised to consider left sacroiliac joint injection for therapeutic reasons and for diagnostic procedures. if the pain is relieved 75% in time in two of those injections, we'll confirm the diagnosis and possible options will be considered in future. Thank you. We will see us in 30 days' time.